Nehemiah had a big work to do in restoring the walls of the city of Jerusalem, but the number of people to do the work were few. 7:4. This was a critical situation, but there were some faithful ones with him, like Hananiah, who was a faithful man and feared God more than many. 7:2. What a testimony to have. Nehemiah also appointed the men in today's verse to the work because they had a reputation for faithfulness. Trustworthiness is one of the most important qualities for serving the Lord. Consider, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things, I will make you ruler over many things. Matthew 25:21. The quality of faithfulness is esteemed by the Lord more than the quantity of work. It is not well done, good and successful servant, but the approbation of the Lord is for the faithfulness of the servant. He did what was commanded and could be relied on in doing it. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. 1 Corinthians 4:1-2. Great gift is not required but a steady trustworthiness. These men were esteemed faithful. They had a reputation for it. What reputation do we have? Are we people who can be counted on? If you are faithful in the little things, God may appoint you to greater responsibilities in serving Him. It did not seem like a great thing when Nehemiah called these men to distribute to their brethren, but he needed faithful men to carry it out. Let us each consider this prayer. Lord, may I be found to have been faithful in your things.